This week, we're podcasting from the International Society for Bipolar Disorders 2020 conference, where we've been scouring the virtual halls for all that is practical and newsworthy. The yield is high, so tune in for a new episode every day. And today, unpublished findings on the first solo psychotherapy study in bipolar 2. Welcome to the Carlyle Psychiatry Podcast, keeping psychiatry honest since 2003.
I'm Chris Aiken, the editor-in-chief of the Carlyle Psychiatry Report.
And I'm Kelly Newsom, a psych NP and a dedicated reader of every issue.
In 2018, Holly Schwartz and colleagues published a first-in-class trial. They bravely tested whether psychotherapy alone could treat bipolar II depression without medication. Their original study randomized 92 patients to either interpersonal and social rhythm therapy, also called IPSRT, or IPSRT and quetiapine. So they were looking to see if adding the medication to the therapy made any difference over the medication alone. Here's what they found. The quetiapine group got better faster, but both groups had the same recovery rates at the end of the 5 months. Although preliminary, the results suggest that IPSRT may be a feasible therapy on its own for bipolar II depression, and it had a lot less side effects. The study also yielded some interesting secondary outcomes. For example, the patients were 4.5 times more likely to get better if they were randomized to the treatment they preferred to begin with, either medication or therapy. That sounds intuitive, and other studies have found similar things with following the patient's preference, but it's remarkable that the difference was that big. Also, this therapy was not without biological effects. IPSRT actually improved markers of inflammation, while quetiapine did not. At the 2020 conference, Dr. Schwartz's group presented more secondary outcomes from the study. Reanalyzing the data, they found that adding the quetiapine did not change the survival curves of symptomatic, syndromal, or functional recovery. So no matter how they defined improvement, the result was the same. Adding the quetiapine did not bring a superior result after 5 months over the therapy alone. Importantly, this study was in bipolar 2, not bipolar 1, and it illustrates the problem with conflating the two disorders. A study of therapy alone for bipolar 1 would be unlikely to pass the ethics committee because the risk of mania would be high, and the consequences of mania are dire. Bipolar 2 is not prone to mania. This is an illness of depression, and therapy is already well known to treat depression without medication. We'd just never seen it do that for bipolar 2 depression, but now we know it probably can, while of course we'd like to see these results replicated. You can learn more about social rhythm therapy in our June 8, 2020 podcast, which is a special edition that is designed for your patients to listen to. It guides them through the behavioral or social rhythm part of the therapy, along with some light and dark chronotherapy that pairs well with it.
Do you like your Carlyle podcast daily? Are we overwhelming you, or should we keep up the pace? Let us know by leaving a review in your podcast store. Tomorrow we'll bring you an unpublished finding from the Mayo Clinic that challenges conventional wisdom about lithium's toxicity on the kidneys. We'll have more updates in our print issue, including unpublished results on a new medication for bipolar depression and a full review of the modafinils in bipolar disorder. Podcast listeners can get $30 off the annual subscription with the promo code PODCAST, all in capitals. Your subscription will earn you continuing education credits and help us stay free of industry support.